Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. So, Arisha, I gotta ask, do you think there's a limit on what celebrities should share with the public?
Okay, so two answers. Answering as one of the hosts of Rich and Daily, no, there should be no limit.
Yeah.
Keeps my lights on.
Uh-huh.
But answering as a fellow human on this earth and some of the stuff we end up having to see and read and talk about,
Yes,
there is a limit.
Right. And I think it's fair to say that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian have hit that limit.
Yeah.
I mean, they're obviously having some big co-parenting problems, and it's all getting aired out on social media.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much to unpack there.
Yes.
But the most recent thing is disagreements over a TikTok account that have caused things to get even more vicious.
Yeah, I mean, peaceful co-parenting isn't really looking too likely for the couple formerly known as Kim-Ye.
Yeah, and I think we can all agree that Kanye's mostly to blame for this.
Kanye's always to blame for literally everything, even if it's in our lives.
Thanks, Kanye.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Monday, February 7th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so Kylie Jenner just announced the birth of her new baby boy over the weekend, but who cares about that? That is definitely not the Kardashian news that anyone has been talking about. It's obviously Kim and Kanye all day.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said, they're feuding over co-parenting, and things have gotten very public and very ugly.
Yeah, Kanye upstaged a new baby. Is anyone actually surprised?
Nope.
I will say, though, I wonder if Kylie actually is glad, because she's so private about this stuff that it might be a nice little break with her new baby.
It might be why she announced it now.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean,
slip that in there.
If anyone knows how to handle PR and media, it's the Kardashians.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, so we've recently seen Kanye speak out about issues he's having with Kim and their kids. Like when he was upset he didn't have the address for his daughter Chicago's fourth birthday party and ranted about it on social media. There was the video he posted of his search for the party house. And that was definitely a classic, Kanye. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's also said he wasn't allowed inside Kim's house after picking his kids up from school and blamed it on the fact that Kim's new boyfriend, Pete Davidson, was in the house at the time. And Kim has denied that, saying Pete's never been to her house.
Right. But I think it's fair to say that things took a turn for the worse last Friday.
Yeah.
When Kanye yet again took to Instagram. He doesn't know any other way. And this time, he's complaining about his 8-year-old daughter, North, having a TikTok account.
Yeah. So North has Kim's approval to be on, which, of course, she's still a kid. Yes. But Kanye, he does not like that. So on Friday, he posted a screenshot from one of North's TikTok videos to his Instagram timeline. Just like most of his posts, it's been deleted now.
Mm-hmm.
But he captioned it in all caps, of course. Since this is my first divorce, I need to know what I should do about my daughter being put on TikTok against my will. Which, okay, first of all, I like that he says this is my first divorce.
Yeah, at least he has, you know, the wherewithal to know that there will be more probably.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And here's the thing. I think, you know, internet security for kids is of the utmost importance.
Yes.
And this is a real issue that parents, I'm sure, deal with all the time. But on Instagram, to all of your millions of followers, is not the way to hash this out.
Right.
It's so inappropriate.
It's also really rich coming from him because he had North perform at one of his shows, at his fashion show. But that was okay.
Yeah.
Like, let's exploit her there. That's totally fine. But
yeah, definitely.
God forbid she have a TikTok under her mother's supervision. Kim is in most of North's TikToks with her.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like North is up in her bedroom while Kim's posting her videos downstairs, posting whatever.
Just the fact that they're both probably posting videos is really funny. I don't know why, just the way you said that. So obviously this newest public outburst seems to be the last straw for Kim. She definitely clapped right back at Kanye on her Instagram story almost immediately after Kanye's post.
Yeah.
And this really is the first time that Kim kind of hasn't held back. Like, she hasn't really said anything. She's always taking the high road. Like, truly bless this woman. Like, the restraint, I could never. Like, Kanye's been posting things about their family in rants for a while now. So
yeah, basically daily at this point, it feels like.
He also has a daily show. It's just his rants.
Called Kardashian and Daily.
Which this show could be called at this point, too.
True.
So Kim wrote, Kanye's constant need for attacking me in interviews and on social media is actually more hurtful than any TikTok North might create.
Which, yeah.
Go off, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Go off.
Go off. She then says, as the parent who's the main provider and caregiver for our children, I'm doing my best to protect our daughter while also allowing her to express her creativity in the medium she wishes with adult supervision because it brings her happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Great parenting.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then she says what she needed to say. Divorce is difficult enough on our children, and Kanye's obsession with trying to control and manipulate our situation so negatively and publicly is only causing further pain for all. She also says she's always wanted to have a healthy co-parenting relationship with Kanye, which we all remember when they announced they were separating.
Yeah.
That was like the one phrase that we saw everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And she's upset about how impossible Kanye makes this. She ends her post saying she wants to handle the matter privately. Hopefully he can finally respond to the third attorney he's had in the last year to resolve any issues amicably, which, yes.
Oh, my God.
That's the shade I'm always here for.
Oh, 100%. And I gotta say, like, this whole statement was so level-headed.
Yeah.
She took little jabs, but when necessary.
Oh, yeah. Which yeah.
I love a good, thoughtful jab.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's being the adult, and she's doing a really good job. Like,
yeah.
Her statement was just perfect. And
yeah. I will say it's so... I've noticed a trend with Kim in that she keeps to herself. And then when people come for her kid or kids, not that he was like coming for North, but just incorporating, she like claps back. Like, I keep thinking about, do you remember when North painted something and everyone was like, no way did she do that? And Kim was like,
I mean, I'm with everyone else on that one.
But she, like, as soon but as agree. People, like, come for her kids or incorporate her yeah. kids in some way, she's like, nope, I'm not right. having this, which
yeah.
I think is great.
And obviously, we'd all be absolutely stupid if we thought for a second that Kanye was going to be like, okay, that was a good statement. You're right.
Obviously. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
He's like, wow, I need to think about what I've just said. I'm going to take a step back.
Yeah, obviously, he cannot help himself. So he, of course, responded.
Yep. He responded on his own Insta, sharing a screenshot of Kim's statement to his timeline, captioning it, what do you mean by main provider?
Of course, this was the thing that really upset him.
Yeah.
He's obsessed with this. I'm a millionaire. I'm the richest black man. Like, come on, dude. Chill.
Yeah. Yeah. He then goes on to accuse Kim of trying to kidnap. Yes. Using the word kidnap. Their 4-year-old daughter, Chicago, at the birthday we mentioned, by not giving him the address to her party, which, as we talked about in the Patty Hearst series, available wherever you get your podcasts, yeah. this is not kidnapping.
Correct.
Not giving yes. somebody the address to where a person is does not equate to kidnapping.
Kidnapping is like when you take someone and you force them to wear outfits that you want them to wear, or you force them to, like, do photo shoots in restaurants against their will. Those things are kidnapping.
You heard it here, folks. Gotta update that definition in Webster's. Kanye also says that Kim put security on him inside of the house while he was playing with one of his sons. Mm. And even says Kim accused him of stealing and being on drugs and made him take a drug test.
I mean, this is all just Kanye saying things.
Yeah, and honestly, she probably put security on him inside of the house because she was like, I don't want you stealing any more of my things. Yeah, I don't want you taking pictures and posting them to your Instagram with these ridiculous comments.
Right. But thank God, finally, a voice of reason has stepped in.
Mm.
Someone we all needed to hear from. And that's conservative political commentator Candace Owens, who for some reason thinks she should be involved. She wrote on Twitter, Kim is wrong on this one. So we can put it to bed.
All right. This is Rich and Daily.
Have a great night, everyone.
Candace Owens. I'm like, who asked you?
Yeah.
She also says the psychological effects of social media on young girls is real and documented. It's actually Kanye that is trying to protect his daughter in this regard. And Kim is spinning this as obsession and control. Did anyone ask her?
No, of course not.
Okay.
But she's not wrong about the psychological effects on young girls.
Right.
However, Kim is overseeing the TikTok, and that is probably not as much of an issue.
Also, it's Kim parenting her child. Like, who has any right to comment on how people choose to parent their children? Like, sit down.
I mean, to be fair, though, the Kardashians are who a lot of people blame for a lot of these social media effects on young girls. They kind of kickstarted that. To be fair. That is something we should probably mention.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's one of those things where that does come down to the parents.
Yeah,
what you let your kids see and consume. And anyway, people like to blame video games for violence.
True.
And
good point.
We should all check on Kanye and see if he's been playing a lot of video games. Anyway, obviously, Kanye was very thankful for Candace's input. Mm. Mm-hmm. On his Instagram, he wrote, thank you, Candace, for being the only noteworthy person to speak on this issue, which I feel bad for all the non-noteworthy people who spoke on this issue.
I mean,
it's like, wow, throwing shade to people that are supporting you. Cool. He continued, there's a lot of celebrities scared to say something in public, but they'll text me in private and say they're on my side.
Listen, you know damn well if somebody texts Kanye that, he would have posted it.
Yeah. And just for the record, I have so many celebrities texting me in private. So
yeah, me too.
Totally.
We all do.
Yeah.
But of course, this did not end there. Kanye released another statement just yesterday on his Instagram. Of course, he also deleted it. And I got to say, it kind of took this feud to a new level.
Yeah, this was another post in all capital letters, which means he meant it to be screamed or the caps lock is stuck and he doesn't know how to turn it off.
Yeah,
He writes, yesterday, Kim accused me of putting a hit out on her. Literally, what?
Again, Kanye saying things, just saying things.
Just
where's the proof?
He then says, so let me get this straight. I beg to go to my daughter's party and I'm accused of being on drugs. Then I go play with my son and I take my Akira graphic novels and I'm accused of stealing. He also writes, these ideas can actually get someone locked up. They play like that with black men's lives, whether it's getting them free or getting them locked up. I'm not playing about my black children anymore.
He's always bringing the kids up.
I know.
In,
I saw,
like, tactical ways.
One of the Instagram posts I followed posted something about how he constantly just undermines and attacks the Black community. And then when he wants to use it for his own gain, it's like, you got to sit down, man. Because, I mean, what he's, I 100% agree with what he's saying, but he does not actually believe this. He does not actually live this. So it's a lot of nerve for him to put that out there like that.
Right. 100% agree. So all of Kanye's posts have since been deleted, but of course the internet never forgets, and neither does Kim. Source tells Hollywood Life that Kim has had enough.
Yeah, which I would have had enough day one at hour two.
Yeah, I would have never got that far with him.
She really just hung in there for such a long time. The source says Kim will not allow Kanye to continue crossing boundaries with her. She's never given him any reason to be so bitter about everything, and he needs to move on with his own life and stop bringing their kids into this. The source even suggests it may be time for Kim to take legal action, saying Kanye is making false accusations that are extremely damaging, and if he does not stop coming after her like he is, her lawyers will have to take legal action to protect her, the children, and her brand.
Do we need to call Matthew Rosengart?
I mean, Kim's a baby lawyer, so she can probably represent herself.
That's true. Yeah. Look, I mean, we've said this many times. Like, it obviously should not have gotten to this level publicly, but of course, with Kanye involved, we all knew it was going to take this turn at some point.
Yeah. I mean, this is something that you wish would be handled privately. It's not at all. And I think the kind of sad part is that I think this is still just the beginning.
I know.
Like, they're not yet divorced. Like, they're still going through it.
I mean, unfortunately for this to end, Kim is going to have to just continue taking the high road until it kills her. Like, it's just, it's upsetting. And
I mean, a cease and desist can't hurt.
Yep. You heard it here first, folks. Lawyer Skidmore Williams on the case. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Zimmern.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore Williams, Esquire. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients. Popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.